Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us right now is Juliet Hisney. She is a private practice lawyer in Arlington, Virginia, and she's here to talk about something that's going on in Arlington schools. Juliet Hisney, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. So we wanted to talk to you about something that's going on in the Arlington County School District, where it seems to be controversial, where they're using drug sniffing dogs to check the kids' lockers after classes at the high school, and because of growing concerns over drug use and substance abuse among kids. And we know there's a huge opioid problem in growing across this whole country, but drugs in general, and they're using drug sniffing dogs. And there are some parents who are against this. Now, for clarification, do you have any children in the Arlington County School District in the high school?
I do. They have announced that this drug sniffing policy is going into all the secondary schools, which includes middle schools, and I do have a middle schooler in Arlington Public Schools.
Okay, now you're against this, and Vince and I are very puzzled as to how a parent could be against this.
Well, I'm happy to answer that. I think that you have to start from the principle of our children do have rights. Children are people, too. So they do have Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable searches and seizures, and they also have rights against self-incrimination. And I guess the question that comes up for me is, why is this being done? Is it diverting resources from the police for other things, and is it an effective way of addressing the issue?
It's interesting that the first thing you said is that children have rights, and I guess that's a difference from when I grew up versus when these kids are growing up, because when they would search them during class when I was in high school. They searched them during class, and you'd be sitting in class, and you just hear the slamming and opening and slamming of lockers, and you knew that they were doing a drug check with the dogs. But we were told when, I remember, very righteous students complained that, you know, we have rights, and the students were told, well, the taxpayers own those lockers. You don't. You're courtesy of the taxpayers. You're allowed to put things in those lockers, but the taxpayers own those lockers, so back to class with you. And our parents were like, yeah, they're right. Our parents were very grateful to have it because they wanted to know if their kids had drugs in their, you know, doing drugs or had them on the school property.
I think that things have changed since we were children, to be perfectly frank with you. The stakes are a lot higher than they used to be. The criminal law has expanded greatly. And the criminal law has changed with regard to the youth and the children in this country. In Virginia, which is the cradle of American democracy, we have the Declaration of Rights, which the Bill of Rights was modeled after. And, you know, children now who are 14 years and older can be transferred for adult prosecution and go into adult prisons. They also can lose their right to bear arms, at least for a period of time, with felony convictions. And, you know, there are different processes, but one thing we are not subject to as adults is searches in our places of business and searches in our homes, unless there is some kind of reasonable suspicion that gives rise to that search.
Well, I know several businesses I've worked in, I let them know, if I'm on your property, you could look at my stuff that's in your desk that you own. And if my car was parked on their property, I had to give them the right if they chose to search my car.
Okay, but even in like public facilities, if you're going to walk through TSA, you have a dog sniffing at your bag if you're using a public airport. But when you're in a school, this is interesting to me for a number of reasons, but one is that it seems to be the most gentle way to enter into scanning the students for drugs at all, which is to say, My understanding, you correct me if I'm wrong, is that the proposal here, the plan here, is to bring dogs into the schools after hours. The students are gone. They're literally bringing police dogs into a publicly owned building to walk the dogs through, take a sniff test of everything, and leave. That's hardly a police state, right?
Well, what I would say is I take a different approach. I think it's the least effective way, because the likelihood is that they're not going to find much of anything. And if they do find things and the dogs do alert, which I understand there's a lot of false positives, by the way, relating to these dogs, then you have a situation where there's going to be an expense associated with testing. And then you have the question of whether or not that actually belonged to the student. I'm getting feedback from parents that kids are using other people's lockers. You know, people, more than one person may have access to lockers. I'm not sure that this is effective in any way that you can come up with, to tell you the truth.
So why are parents, I'm curious why parents are upset about this, because it seems to me that you'd want your kid to go to a school that doesn't have a drug problem, and you'd be encouraged by the fact that, you know, that police are on hand if students need them, or if a dog is just simply scanning the building. I mean, doesn't that seem like a good thing to most parents, or no? Why is that?
Well, listen, obviously drugs do not belong in schools, and there are some very dangerous substances that are out there right now, and I think that awareness does need to, you know, rise on this. But what would be an effective way of reducing the risk to our children? I don't know if parents are locking up their pharmaceuticals, and we've heard a lot from the students that they're under tremendous amount of stress, that there's a lot of abuse now of Adderall and other substances that are used to treat ADHD. And, you know, the first step might be have parents locking up, you know, the pharmaceuticals in their homes so their children can't have access to them.
You mentioned before, just one last thing, I'm sorry, Mary, you mentioned before unreasonable search and seizure. Doesn't a dog striking a positive inside of a locker or even a police officer seeing something inside of your car, doesn't that often justify cause? Isn't that allow that law enforcement official to then go forward? It wouldn't be unconstitutional, right, for a dog to identify something.
Well, it depends on the circumstances. That really is a very, a complex area of law. I do know that there are more rights based on what I've seen so far, looking at some of the case law out of the Supreme Court, for drivers during traffic stops than there are for a lot of children in schools. But I really question the effectiveness of this. And also, I think it's causing some alarm in the community. So far, we don't have any specific information about which substances are a concern, where it is. There may very well be a concentration of concern within the county, and parents do not know what that is. I will say, you know, anyone can become addicted to an illegal substance or even a legal substance. And we've certainly seen that. You know, there's Betty Ford and there's even Rush Limbaugh. And, you know, in the county, it seems like, I don't want to actually point out any particular school, but according to a lot of what people are saying, you know, the schools that may be most at risk are schools where children have a lot more cash on hand. And so it may not be what you think. It may not be what people assume. It could be that what we really need to do is do some more outreach to the parents in those schools, have more training of parents, reach out to them, and look at this from a treatment perspective. Because children in Virginia, if they're convicted of a felony, they have a lifetime record. So, you know, I think that we should step back and take a look at this and figure out, you know, how do we problem solve this in an effective way that's going to have better outcomes?
All right, Juliet Hisney, thank you for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good morning.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.